dressed in jeans, well-worn sneakers, and a black polo that's a bit tight around the middle. As always, he's wearing a black fedora. Marcus doesn't know what to do with his hands while he waits. He pulls absent-mindedly at the hem of his shirt before his hands land in his jeans pockets, thumbs out. There's an ocean of 5,000 people seated before him, if seated is the right word, because many of them stand up as the first of Marcus's colleagues arrive on stage. Lydia Winters calls them up, and one by one they trudge on stage, shyly wave a little at the audience, and line up beside her. Jens Bergenstien, the programmer, tall, lanky, his red ponytail hanging down his back. Karl Manet, the CEO, who is perfectly okay with Lydia keeping the microphone. Jakob Poscher, Marcus's old friend and the co-founder of his company. The graphics guy, Junk Boy, no, his real name is never given in public, who leaps on stage wearing a cardboard box on his head and making victory signs for the audience. They're all Swedish men, all in their late 20s and early 30s, and they all work at Mojang, the company that produces Minecraft. Most days they sit and work at their computers in a shabby apartment on Osugatan in Stockholm. But this is no ordinary day. This is the moment when the final